I can't believe there's so many children around. It's like, what's happening? I mean, I came here in the 60s and we came to work. We didn't come here with, you know, like bringing all your bloody family with you. It's like ridiculous. I mean, I work in a studio and there's five girls and they're all pregnant. What's going on?
Really?
It's like ridiculous.
What do you think is going on?
I don't know. I really don't know. I suspect we're getting ready for a war. Because that's what happens. England has gone to war with anybody, the child population has grown enormously.
And do you think that's
going to
happen?
Yeah, well, I think it might. I mean, looking at the world at the moment, I was in the forces. And I left the forces, and I was very, very lucky to meet a painter who said to me, "What do you want to do in your life?" And I said, "I'd love to go to art college." He went, "Okay, fine. What's your nearest art college?" Because I live in Chatham. I said, "Well, Campbell, is it? Go there." And I came here, and I was taught by the very, very best who were around at the time. And all of my efforts, all of my conscious efforts were around making stuff. And I think it's quite, and it still is, unfortunately. But then it means I don't sort of wander the streets to get to a drink, you know, as a real drunken alcoholic, which I would do anyway.
How do you think the making saves you from this?
I sat in the police cells, and when the police had sorted out what the problem was, they opened my door and I was sitting there and they said, "Do you want to come out?" And I went, yes. And I said, normally when we open it, you know, the cell door, people come out stuck to the back of it, and you're sitting there smiling. "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm trying to work out the problem." I remember as a child watching photographs of people in concentration camps and wondering how on earth they coped. Some people cope because they have a pure body. They are so children conscious. It's like ridiculous.